This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Back to our regularly scheduled programming here. Going to do some politics this hour. There's an element to this anti-ICE stuff that we're going to discuss here in just a moment. Then I'll get to some emails, communists lying about everything. We continue to punish corporate America and it's going well. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder to you that I will continue and probably finish our Siege of Malta history thing tomorrow, start of hour two. All right. Now, there are wonderful things, many, many wonderful things about living in a representative republic where we get to choose our leaders and we get to change our leaders. If we, the American citizen, the voting public, if we care enough to do so, we can change our government all the time. Now, sadly, most people aren't like you. They're apathetic and honestly just pathetic. Lazy, naive, don't appreciate the country they have, and so they don't get involved in the electoral process. So we just keep voting for the same group of losers over and over and over again. This is at the federal, state, and local level. But be that as it may, it's good to live in a country where at least we have the option, if people get mad enough and get off their butts, to go change out these corrupt dirtballs. That's a good thing. But there are negatives to it. There are positives and negatives to every single form of government. One of the negatives that gets exploited by evil people locally and evil people in foreign lands is politicians are going to act a certain way when they're running for office. And they're going to do things when they're running for office and say things when they're running for office that they wouldn't normally do because they're running for office and they're trying to get reelected or elected to a brand new position. Which brings us to the situation we have right now in Chicago, a situation we've talked about endlessly. We talked about it a lot last night. Headline, unhinged radical uses vehicle to assault ICE agents in Chicago. That's bad. Everything about it is bad. But there is a problem that makes the Chicago problem worse. And that problem is this. The governor of Illinois is J.B. Pritzker. J.B. Pritzker is a dirtball in every possible way. I would never defend anything J.B. Pritzker has ever said or done. But J.B. Pritzker is going to be even worse from now until the year 2028 because the worst kept secret in politics is J.B. Pritzker plans on running in the Democrat primary for president. Now, that means a lot of things, but here's two things it definitely means. If you are a Democrat and you want to win the Democrat primary because the base of the Democrat Party are a bunch of America-hating communist scumbags now, you have to run that way, talk that way, and govern that way if you want to win the primary. You just do. The days of, I want to be the moderate voice that can win the general election, that's not what Democrats are looking for. And kind of in conjunction with that, if you want to win the Democrat primary for president, you have to be the guy who opposes Trump. Fights Trump. Have you fought Trump hard enough? You're not fighting Trump hard enough. You should fight Trump harder. Over and over and over and over and over again, we see this in poll numbers from the Democrat Party. When they pull just Democrats, Democrats are furious right now. And because we live in two different Americas, it could be hard to accept this. Democrats are not furious about any of the things that make you mad. None of them. They are not mad about any of it. You know what the number one polling issue is for Democrat voters in the country? Not inflation, not the border, not, nothing. They're mad their politicians aren't fighting Trump hard enough. That's why you see Gavin Newsom passing anti-ICE laws in California. That's why you see J.B. Pritzker waddling up to the camera and saying things like
this. The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Noam's thugs the hell out of Chicago. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, and I won't back down.
He's not afraid. He won't back down. We got to fight these thugs. Remember what Senator Chris Murphy said?
I think Democrats in this country, but I think the broad middle of the public as well, want to see our party fighting in exceptional ways. That is the conversation that has to happen inside of the Democratic Party, inside our caucus. And if we don't get that right, if we continue to work with Republicans, if we continue to hand Donald Trump more power, we are going to lose our democracy.
They have so brainwashed the Democrat base with an endless world of lies, which we'll get to in a few. They have so brainwashed the Democrat base to believe that Donald Trump is the spawn of Satan that now they are prisoners to their own base. Their base doesn't want moderation. They do not want sanity. They don't. Their base doesn't even pine for lower grocery prices or anything like that. The Democrat base, the average Democrat in the United States of America, wants their elected representative, even local ones, to fight Trump. Even local Democrats across the country will run on, I'll resist Trump, I'll fight Trump, we'll get Trump. That is what Democrats run on now. What does that mean? Well, these guys like Gavin Newsom, like J.B. Pritzker, these guys have responsibilities now. Awesome responsibilities. They have to be governors of huge, important states. But they don't care about their states. They care about earning the Democrat nomination for President of the United States of America. That's what they care about. And that is going to drag us all down. By the way, did I already tell you? I did tell you that more history is coming tomorrow, right? Start of hour two, I'll continue the siege of Malta. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to learn history. Now, you want to learn the Siege of Malta, you got to wait till tomorrow, but Hillsdale College will teach you history for free anytime you want it. You know that? They'll teach you about ancient Rome. How did this Roman Republic, how did it rise, and why did it fall? Hillsdale will teach you that, no cost. They'll teach you about capitalism, no cost. They have a course now on the Federalist Papers. Why did those founders put what they put into the Constitution? You can go find out. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse gives you this at no cost. Look into it. You'll enjoy it. Do it with your family. Let's do some emails. Bronco, my wife recently got an early copy of a newsletter from our local library in blood red southern Middle Tennessee. When she got home, we looked up some of the books, and they are promoting, of course, it was filled up with the Alphabet Mafia books. She emailed and confronted the library director about it. The lady gave a vague response and stood behind it, but they removed the page of recommendations from their newsletter when they published it on the website. Says his name is Robert. This is the kind of thing I want us to always be aware of. I always get people asking, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? You can't take down the FBI. You can't drain the swamp. We can work to change the House of Representatives. We can work to change the Senate. We can demand better. But if you sit and focus on conquering all the world's problems, you're just going to frustrate yourself. You know what you can do? Something in your area. And look, this is Middle Tennessee. Like he said, it's as red as it gets. That's the land of bass fishing right there. You think the commies are sitting around sucking their thumbs in that area? Oh, there's only a couple of them. Yep, they're holding positions of power. They drive right down to the library and think to themselves, we got to figure out a way to gay up these kids. I heard some of them even believe in God. That's how they think. It happens right under our noses in red areas. Your city government, I've talked to you about this before. Your city government, even small ones, they have a web page. Have you been on it? Have you looked at the calendar of upcoming things? I'm not just talking about the Halloween parade they're going to have. Upcoming commissions, where they're going to make choices about certain things. In fact, I would bet you this. Your town either is already having this or it's coming. I bet there's going to be a committee or a commission or a town meeting about your town's Christmas celebration. Do you want gay Santa this year? It can happen in your red town easily. You know how it happens? Because the communists know about this coming meeting. They know about it. They're on your town's website. They're going to go down there and they're going to make sure Santa's a tranny. Hey, come sit on my lap. Or you can show up, maybe even bring a friend, let your voice be heard, and change things. Fortify even your red area, and it's easy. Look, complacency is something we're all guilty of and we're all susceptible to. You're in a safe red place. There's no crime. Everybody says hi. Surely we're okay. If there's even one Democrat in your area, you need to guard your area because they are coming for positions of power to wreck it. They are destroyers. They probably just got there from California. They'll be the mayor next year if you don't stop them. All right? Do some more of these. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to Nicole Wallace. We'll get to The View here in 10 minutes. I want to do some more emails. I'm way behind. I owe you this. Hey, Jesse, I've been watching your show for a while now. I like your anti-communist rhetoric. I was wondering, since you're so anti-communist, why don't you talk about anti-communist figures like Adolf Hitler? Hitler's movement of national socialism was to destroy communism. I would assume you'd agree that we should destroy communism, so I think you should talk about Adolf Hitler since you two have similar stances on communism. I'd love to hear your thoughts regarding him and how he purged Germany of all communism. Nazism and communism don't have an inch of daylight between them. This is something that's been twisted up with this weird internet culture that praises Hitler in these dark circles today. Hitler was not some crusading anti-communist at all. He hated Jews, hated them all the way. He blamed Jews and, yes, communists in large part for Germany's loss in World War I. And he was an excellent speaker. And so the Nazi Party in Germany at the time really kind of chose him and propped him up to be their speaker, and he ended up being the leader because he was the best speaker. These groups that were fighting on the streets in Berlin, they were fighting for control of Germany when Germany was down and out. They were all left-wing groups. Nazism is not a right-wing group. It is not a right-wing group at all. Remember, once the Nazis won their little fight for power against the communists, they welcomed in the communists because the communists agreed with them on almost everything. Did you know, if you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, you would know this, available at jessekellybook.com. Did you know they had a word for communists who joined the Nazi Party because it happened so often? They called them beefsteak Nazis. Brown on the outside, red in the middle. Hitler hated Jews. And yes, he hated communists. Hitler was not some anti-communist figure at all. Not at all. He was a murderous scumbag. And there's, look, yeah, just... I would suggest you do a little bit more history on that. Dear Jesse, the Iron Fist Kelly, why didn't the Soviets keep parts of China when they ran the Japanese out at the end of World War II? Remember, the Soviet Union, the first communist country, the first country that was dominated by the communists, they had big, big dreams of communism conquering the planet, communism conquering everything. Remember, it's a religion of destruction and domination. They wanted everything. They, in a lot of ways, nurtured the communist movement in China, the rise of communist China. They were working with Mao and the communists in China. Now, at the beginning, and once Mao took power, they did have big disagreements with each other. For instance, the communists in the Soviet Union, they believed revolution should come from the urban poor. Mao disagreed because China was built differently. Mao wanted to recruit the rural poor. But okay, so they had differences. They had differences in how they wanted things implemented, and they did argue with each other. But the Soviet Union at the time, they were not interested in smashing China in any way because it looked like, and honestly it was, it looked like they had a huge country right on their border that was going communist, and they weren't wrong about that. They weren't in the business of smashing China. They were too busy smashing freedom everywhere they could find it. Jesse, huge fan. I listen in Germany every day. Says he's a little worried about me. Last week I became worried about you, not because you had a case of the sniffles, but because you didn't even mention the superhuman toughness and inspirational grit you showed by showing up to work with a cold. What was with the modesty? In the name of a just, merciful God, I hope you feel better. Keep up the work. He said his name is Chip. Chip, humility is something that I have always prioritized. I don't want to draw attention to me when I do borderline superhuman things like come in and do a radio show with the cold. And everyone knows, sitting down and talking into a microphone, that's as tough as it gets. That's hard work. I know right now, maybe you're working construction, or maybe you're on your way to a double shift and you're going to put in another 14 hours today and you think you've had it pretty tough. Well, I'm going on hour three of talking into the microphone, and that's amazing. And no, look, the problem with the cold wasn't the sniffles and it wasn't the cough. The problem is, and actually I still am a little bit, the problem is you lose your voice. There's a really weird thing about this that I never realized. You know, you're not supposed to talk for 4 hours a day, because I do a TV show on the first. I'm not a woman, Chris. I can't talk for 4 hours a day. I do a TV show on the first as well, so I talk for 4 hours a day. One thing you realize, you're not supposed to do that. Eventually your voice starts to dump out on you. And it definitely happens when you talk with a cold. So I had to tough through it. Now, we're going to talk about the communist world of lies. Looks like we got ourselves another W with Netflix. A red state is failing. We still have so much to get to. Before we get to these things, let's talk about testosterone. The United States of America, our men, have lost 50% of their testosterone in 50 years. That is the extinction of America if that continues. In case you're wondering why, it's because of the estrogens in the water. We drink them. We shower in them. It's a terrible, terrible state of affairs. Something we have to fix. Fix it naturally with chalk. Stop jamming needles in your arm and fix it naturally with chalk. Natural herbal supplements. Chalk.com/Jesse. Go look at what they have for you. Whether you are a woman, young, old, man, whether you're looking for a pre-workout, maybe some vitamins and minerals to start your day. Chalk has changed my life for the better. Chalk.com/Jesse. Go get a subscription, all right? All right. Communists lying about everything at all times. Next.
Missed out? Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, including our history from earlier, maybe you even missed our crappiest country in the world championship. I can't believe you would miss something like that. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, let's talk about the bad first. First, a judge in South Carolina, apparently some commie judge, her house burnt down. Looks terrible. Husband got hurt. It's freaking awful. It's an awful state of affairs. But they looked into it and they ruled out arson. But remember, in order to keep your liberal Aunt Peggy trapped in the mental prison that has her trapped, in order to keep her rabid and angry, crawling across broken glass to vote for Democrats at the polls, kill people, assault people, wish death on people, all the things Democrats do in this country. In order to keep your liberal Aunt Peggy that way, they have to create and constantly maintain a world of make-believe. Aunt Peggy has to believe she's fighting Hitler. She has to believe outright lies. The communist is not afraid to tell big, gigantic lies. Communists lie about everything at all times, because that world of make-believe must be maintained. Allow me to introduce you to Nicole Wallace. Keep in mind, they already said, yeah, it wasn't arson.
When we come back, what we're learning about the fire that destroyed the home of a South Carolina circuit court judge who faced criticism from Trump officials after a ruling she made against the Trump administration. It comes amid a surge in hostility and threats against judges, as well as criticism directly from the Trump administration, including for Judge Goodstein, after she temporarily blocked the Justice Department from accessing the files of millions of registered voters in South Carolina.
You can scream at Nicole Wallace and say, you are lying, you are misleading people. People will hear that, and they will think that some right-winger burned down the judge's home. That's a lie. She knows that's a lie. Communists believe in lying the way you believe in telling the truth. Everything is an opportunity for the revolution to move forward. If the truth is harmful to the revolution, and I'll be honest with you, the truth is almost always harmful to the revolution, then you tell a lie. If it has to be a big, brazen, gigantic lie, you are never going to go get off the air, take the earpiece out of your ear, and get with your communist friends and get even the tiniest amount of judgment from them for lying on the air. You are expected to lie at all times on behalf of the revolution. And again, I want to stress, they do not have to be small lies. The communist has nothing morally against lying, so he tells gigantic ones. I know you don't watch The View, but your liberal Aunt Peggy, when she's not popping Xanax, she does watch The View. And she hears this stuff, and she believes it. This is what keeps her angry and violent and committed.
There is crime in American cities, but the way to deal with it is get the funding that you need for police, get the training that you need, and work with local officials.
This is a pretext to stop the next election. That's what I think it is.
I would say it might also be a distraction from the hearing that's going on right now about the Epstein files.
Right.
I think that Donald Trump also sees American troops in U.S.
Joy Behar just told your liberal Aunt Peggy that Donald Trump intends to stop the next election. It's ridiculous. It's untrue. It's a gigantic lie. But again, that's what the communist is commanded to do. And this is why we have a large portion of the Democrat base violent and mentally ill and feeling justified with their feelings of violence. Remember, words are violence to them. Opposing the revolution is considered violence to them. So when they commit acts of violence, or when they cheer someone else on for committing acts of violence, They don't think they're the bad guy. They think it's self-defense. They think they are morally correct because it helps the revolution. After all, you tried to stop the revolution. That's an act of violence. I guess I should hurt you. Let's do some emails. Dear oligarch of crappy countries, how many children have died now that government has been shut down? I'm sure there's data on this. Yeah, there's none. There's none whatsoever. Democrats have shut down the government. They are keeping the government shut down. The polling data is not looking great for them as far as how people who people are blaming for this. Look, this is Donald Trump's numbers.
Is Trump doing what he promised in the 2024 campaign? Yes, 52%. The majority of Americans say that Donald Trump is doing what he promised compared to 48% who said no. And that is why his favorable rating, simply put, has not really moved all that much compared to where it was a year ago. Trump has basically the steadiest favorable rating this much through a presidency of any president on record. And it's basically where he was a year ago, good enough to get him reelected.
Democrats are drowning. Their tactics are not working, which is part of the reason they're getting more and more violent. There is a desperation to them that is palpable. Now, I wanted to applaud you for something. This headline's from Breitbart. Netflix stocks take the biggest weekly drop since April as trans content aimed at children drives users away. The right has learned that you must be aggressive with communists. You are never going to appeal to their morality. You can't accuse them of hypocrisy and shame them into changing their ways. That doesn't work with people who do not share your morality. The only thing they understand is fear and pain. If you want Netflix to stop stuffing tranny LGBTQ disgusting filth in the children's programming, you have to punish the bottom line. You have to make sure the stock price dips. You have to unsubscribe. You have to give them pain. You must make the communist relent from his revolution. He will never relent for any other reason whatsoever. You keep trying to appeal to his morality, and he looks at you like you have three heads because he doesn't share your morality at all. Now, I wanted to talk about this really quickly. Brandon Johnson, that scumbag mayor of Chicago, has been out there saying, we're creating an ice-free zone. J.B. Pritzker is out there calling them thugs.
The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Noam's thugs the hell out of Chicago. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, and I won't back down.
Okay. I'll say this for the communists. They defend their areas they control. Red areas often do not. I'm talking about our politicians. I'm not talking about you. Here's a headline. In defiance of the U.S. government, Houston uses federal money to repaint rainbow crosswalks. Why is there a single rainbow crosswalk in the red state of Texas? You understand, to win statewide office in Texas, you have to be a Republican. Democrats cannot win statewide office here. It's not a purple state. It is red. Why are we not smashing this stuff everywhere we find it? Why is this stuff not being purged from the state of Texas? Why do blue areas declare ice-free zones and yet red areas like Texas allow the most disgusting things to happen inside of the border? The right needs to be a lot more aggressive. In fact, I want to give credit where it's due. Stephen Miller put on a nice little clinic for this in a moment. Before I play that, what have you done for your dog to keep him alive longer? I know we get him toys and treats and I got all that, but you slipping him fries under the table does not count as giving him nutrition. Your dog's food is brown because they kill everything in it in the factory. You know that? the factories. They essentially cook out all the nutrients so it lasts longer on the shelf. Did you know, here's a wild fact, that dog food at the factory before they spray it with things like lard is so dead and devoid of any nutrition that even dogs won't eat it? They have to add things to it. Start sprinkling the number one dog supplement in America on your dog's food. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on there so your dog can live better. Your dog can have fewer problems, less scratching. You go to the vet less. I've always argued Rough Greens saves you money, doesn't cost you money. And in fact, the first trial bag doesn't cost you money. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? RoughGreens.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And there are good things happening, bad things happening, and good things happening at all times. Never get too down. Probably never get too high, but never get too down. The right is slowly but surely changing its mentality when it comes to dealing with communists, especially communists in the media. Stephen Miller with the Trump administration is one of the best I've seen at this. We used to be so pathetic and weak, had to be polite to them, had to act like they were just slightly misguided, a little left, a little biased, but if I'm kind enough to them, surely they'll come around and see my point of view. We have dropped that. We now understand we're dealing with communist apparatchiks. And remember in the first Trump administration, Trump himself struggled with this, where they would ask him in every single interview if he denounced white supremacy. Hey, you denounce it, right? You do denounce it. Just to be clear, I want to be clear, you denounce it. And he used to get so frustrated. Yes, I've already said I denounce it. It was almost like he didn't understand what they were doing. They were labeling him. They were labeling him. It's what they were doing. You can't play that game with them. When they attack, you must attack. When they attack, you must attack. Things have changed.
You are profiling brown people. That this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color.
That is what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks. They're taking jobs away from whites. They're taking jobs away from Latinos. They're taking their health benefits away. They're taking their school slots away. And of course, in many cases, they're committing heinous crime.
So that's not exactly a no, Stephen. Can you just unequivocally state that the immigration policy...
I said it's a dumb question. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. But
it's a dumb question.
So no, this policy is not designed to...
I thought when I said it was a dumb question, it meant no.
Well, I just want to be clear and precise. I appreciate you trying to qualify my questions, but nevertheless, I think it's a fair one that a lot of people have. So
full answer is no, that is a lie, and it's a dumb question.
That's so good. What a separation from... these people.
If the committee decided to, say, increase by $100 million your budget, could you spend it wisely?
I can assure you that any money that this committee thinks
good
sees fit, I promise it'll be good to use.
I believe you. What I want the American people to know is that the budget request for the FBI is below inflation. Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
The budget request for the FBI is below inflation.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. After listening to you... and everything you say is legitimate concern, you have a lot to do. Do you think the committee should look at increasing your budget?
What we really need are more resources, more than anything
else. Well, count me in for more resources to help.
The senator from the red state of South Carolina, while Christopher Wray was attacking everyone from Donald Trump to U.S. senators to school board moms, the senator from the red state of South Carolina was working very hard and very publicly to increase his budget to give him more money to go after you with. The senator from the red state of Texas was doing the same.
Under the effective leadership of Director Wray, the agency has remained committed to doing things independently and by the book, which I think is perhaps the most important characteristic.
What a friggin' dork. How pillow soft are these people? The only thing softer than GOP senators are cozy earth sheets. I'm convinced of it. That what, Chris? It's true. The only thing softer than GOP senators, cozy earth sheets. Cozy earth sheets are made with bamboo. I don't know what that means. What I do know is they're like so silky, but also stretchy. Actually, just similar to the everywhere pants, which are stretchy, but silky. They look good. Know what I was wearing this morning when my son came out getting ready to go to practice? I was up early. I couldn't sleep. Sitting there in my cozy earth robe. Does it sound like I have a lot of cozy earth stuff? That's good because it's everywhere in my freaking house. Do you want the comfiest freaking home ever? Blankets, pants, shirts, face creams, ladies. Yes, try the face creams. I have to hear about it from Bob all the time. The greatest sheets ever. Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Hey, don't pay full price. Chris will lose it. Use the promo code Jesse. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Yeah, I'm going to play this one more time just so we all drive this home. So I haven't talked about it since the first hour. This should result in, it won't, but this should result in the end of the FBI.
But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn. Now, this memo was dated September of 2023. To put it all into context, the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred in August of 2022. Jack Smith announced the indictments against President Trump in August of 2023. So this is almost 2 months later. They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done. By the way, this is the first time I was targeted by the FBI. Under the Obama administration, the same thing happened to both Senator Grassley and I as part of the Foreign Influence Task Force. We were giving a briefing to try and convince us that the Hunter Biden laptop was no big deal. Basically, they're trying to throw us off the track. So this is major corruption that's being revealed inside the Obama and Biden Department of Justice, the FBI.
Major corruption. In a sane country that wanted to continue, the FBI's budget would be zeroed out tonight. Empty out the building. That's what would happen if you didn't want to be ruled by a secret state police agency.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Police arrest a man for suspected bomb threat against a cathedral before a Supreme Court gathering. A reminder that it is a dangerous world out there. More people will get hurt. Keep your eyes open, your head on a swivel, and put your frickin' phone in your pocket. Mexico seeking a deal with the U.S. to avoid 25% tariffs on trucks. Mexico is... they keep trying desperately to avoid having to bow to us. But the problem is Mexico can't exist without our economy. And so they really have no choice. That sucks. You shouldn't have lost the Mexican-American War. Jimmy Kimmel nears pre-suspension viewership and sheds 85% of key viewers since his hyped comeback show. Yeah, it was all fake. He didn't have ratings before. He's not going to have ratings now. Again, I told you already, his contract's not going to be renewed next year, and Jimmy Kimmel is going to go away. Inhalers contribute significantly to global warming. Oh, look, they found another thing they wanted to destroy to make your life worse. I will be back tomorrow. More history in hour two tomorrow. Siege of Malta. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.